My sermonette today, kind of following along the theme that I set out for us all, is on the fundamental beliefs, specifically on sin and God's law. We're specifically going to look at one small aspect of the ninth commandment, and that is do not bear false witness. The title of my message is Gossip. Dateline, London, and this was written October 22nd, 2023. It says, gossip is more powerful than truth, a recent study has showed, suggesting people believe what they hear through the grapevine, even if they have evidence to the contrary. The article goes on, it says, researchers testing students also found gossip played an important role when people make decisions, said Ralph Sommerfeld, a biologist at the Max Planck Institute in Germany who led the study. He says, we show that gossip has a strong influence even when participants have access to true information as well as gossip about the same information. The researchers wrote, it says here, in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Mr. Sommerfeld says, thus it is evident that gossip has a strong manipulative potential. We'll read a little bit more of the article in a bit, but first of all, let's just see what Webster's, how it defines gossip. And it is a noun, and it says simply, it's a rumor or talk of a personal, sensational, or intimate nature. So let's read on just here briefly a little bit more in the study. It said, the researchers gave the students money and allowed them to give it to others in a series of rounds. The students also wrote notes about how others played the game that everyone could review. He says the students tended to give less money to people described by others as, quote, nasty misers or as, quote, Scrooges, and more to those depicted as, quote, unquote, generous players or, quote, unquote, social players. It says people only saw the gossip, not the past decisions, and people really reacted on it. The article goes on, it says, the researchers then took the game a step further and showed the students the actual decisions people had made, but they also supplied false gossip that contradicted that evidence. In these cases, the students based their decisions to award money on the gossip rather than on the hard evidence, also known as the facts, showing that such information is a powerful tool. He's quoted here again saying, rationally, if you know what people did, you should care. But they still listened to what others said, he says. They even reacted on it when they knew better. It quotes here, researchers have long used similar studies to study how people cooperate and the impact of gossip in groups. Scientists define gossip as social information spread about a person who is not present, and gossip can be true. And we think we all know that, right? In other words, the information being talked about may be facts, it may not be made up. But I think, again, we all know just because the information is true doesn't make it okay to talk about. The article says, you may think gossip is harmless, but you might just be shooting yourself in the foot as far as your credibility goes. You don't need to be the one making yourself look better by talking down about someone else. And again, we've been taught from children, right, that we are not to gossip. It is something that's easy to fall into. It's something that's easy to do. But where does that leave us? And more importantly, what does God have to say on the topic? Let's look at just a couple scriptures here in this sermonette time. Look at Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16, and we're going to look at verse 28. I'll read it first from the NET Bible version. Proverbs 16:28 says, a perverse person spreads dissension, and a gossip separates the closest friends. The New King James Version says, a perverse man sows strife, and a whisperer separates the best of friends. Turn back just a few pages to Proverbs 26 and verse 20. Proverbs 26, verse 20, it says, "Where there is no wood, the fire goes out. But where there is no, and where there is no talebearer, strife ceases." Right? If you look in your margin, it talks about gossip or slander. Simple fact is, we all know that gossip is wrong. But let's for a second just consider what some of the damage might be from that. You know, sometimes gossip might be so enticing to be able to keep it to ourselves to ignore, but let's consider the consequences. If you are participating in gossip, the first consequence would be is you stand to lose your reputation. And your reputation is vitally important. And that's, again, that was Mr. Weingarten from the study said that. But we have to remember that what God expects of us, we are supposed to be lights unto the world. And if someone says something bad about you or you became known as a gossip, what kind of light are you shining? Another consequence is people start to avoid you. You know, if people know you or view you as a gossip, they may stop sharing information with you because they can't trust you. Who else might you tell? Right? Then instead of being the one with all the power and information, you are out of the loop because people don't share things with you. They don't trust you. And a third consequence is your relationships will suffer. See, that negativity that is spread by gossiping, by spreading information like that, makes people just avoid you. And so we have to, brethren, resist that urge to be involved in any way, in any form of gossip. There are so many scriptures in our Bible, we don't have time to look at it, especially in this sermonette. But the power of our words and our actions, we cannot underestimate. And I would encourage you to, at some point, if you have time, do a Bible study on it. It's a great, great topic. I came across a few quotes I'll share with you. The first one was written by Pierre de Marivaux. I don't know if I pronounce that right. But he said, "Some people will believe anything if it is whispered to them." Will Rogers said, "So live that you wouldn't be ashamed to sell the family parrot to the town gossip." I like that. And then Swindle said, "If you don't say it, they can't repeat it." Let me give you a simple formula that you probably have heard before to consider, and you might think about writing this down before speaking to anyone. And it's simply the word think. Think. T of think stands for, is it true? H stands for, is it helpful? I stands for, is it inspiring? N stands for, is it necessary? And K stands for, is it kind? Something we might consider is ask ourselves if what I'm about to say does not pass those tests, T-H-I-N-K, maybe I shouldn't say it. I found a poem that I really liked. It was written by Henry Lesser. And it's entitled, "Be Careful What You Say," and I'll read this to you. It says, "In the course of your conversation, each and every day, think twice, try to be careful of what you have to say. Your remarks may be picked up by someone's listening ear, and you may be surprised at what some people think they hear. Things that you innocently say or try to portray can be changed and greatly exaggerated along the way. Many stories change for the worse as they are retold, so try to keep any questionable remarks on hold. May I all give you some very sound advice? When you speak of others, Say something nice. Try to say good things, regardless of who is around. If you have nothing good to say, don't utter a sound. You may find that an innocent remark in the end may lose you a close and valued friend. And again, that was a poem by Henry Lesser entitled, Be Careful What You Say. Brethren, again, we know this, but we know we have to remember that gossip in any form is wrong. And I think it's probably likely that every single one of us has been guilty of it at times, probably is guilty of it at times. But remember, God knows the truth, and He expects us to live and to strive to reach a certain standard. And we understand, brethren, that participating in gossip is, in any form, goes directly against what God expects of you and I. Remember what the research said, I'll quote it again. It said, gossip is more powerful than truth. And obviously that's powerful in a bad way. I'll close the sermonette by having to turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's close with a reminder here of how God wants us to be and or what He hopes to see, what He hopes to not see in us. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 20. I'll read this first out of the NET Bible version. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 20. It says, for I am afraid that somehow when I come, I will find you not what I wish, and you will find me not what you wish. I am afraid that somehow there may be quarreling, jealousy, intense anger, selfish ambition, slander, gossip, arrogance, and disorder.